Technology is now playing a huge part, especially with blockchain, to make sure that farmers get a fair price. And you've got transparency with the supply chain going all the way back. We're now seeing initiatives where you could actually scan a VR code on your... In fact, this is an idea, Skip. You can do this on coffee beans. You buy your jar of coffee or your cup of coffee. There might be a QR code on the side. You scan it. Not only does it tell you where it came from and the exact farm and the flavor profile of your favorite Ethiopian Yirgacheffe beans, it will tell you the exact farmer that grew it. Now, beyond that, you can also, with one click, give a tip to the farmer, like 50p or something, which to the farmer is a lot of money.
That's huge.
It's huge. But the fact that we can do that now, and that technology currently exists, and it's built upon, you know, the Hyperledgers and a blockchain, why couldn't you do that to swag? Why couldn't we have a little QR code in the label? We're coming up with ideas on the fly now. We should do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You scan the QR code, and not only does it tell you exactly
I'm going to edit this bit out. Nobody's going to see this bit.
Exactly the farm that it came from and the part of India that it came from, but you can see the girl that made it. You can understand that it was ethically sourced. You could, maybe that takes you through to a little video or a 360 VR to show you around the conditions of where she is on the farm. But also then if you wanted to, you could send a tip directly to her that might have the tiny 1-2% admin charge or something. And straight away, then you've made the world a lot smaller and you're starting to solve this huge problem. But not only does that solve an economic problem, that's going to build a community, right? Now, what's that going to do for empathy of people in the West giving some love to people in developing world? Not to mention an increase in income. So if Once Upon a Dog can do it with a tiny little badge that you might buy for a quid, just like you would a pin badge in a shop,
yeah,
what if buyers of t-shirts use the same type of thing? They weren't ticking a box to say, oh, this is organic, you know, whatever that means. A lot of it's organic can mean anything these days, not just like fair trade. But if you could actually see the transparent supply chain all the way back and show everybody that was wearing that t-shirt, not only are you wearing a story, you can go and see where that story came from and connect with the girl. You know, here was Cassandra that made it in, you know, Addis Ababa or whatever.
So that's a brilliant idea. And actually, I've got a couple of friends. So my initial reaction is, with blockchain, definitely possible. Probably it wouldn't have been possible prior to blockchain, because the difference between a coffee bean or a banana and the cotton that goes into a t-shirt is the supply chain is so much longer. It's got so many more steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really interesting
but
idea.
But it's definitely possible. Single-use tracking is something we've been doing for a while. You know, Walmart does it well, Carrefour does it well. You could buy a mango and you could see on the blockchain exactly where that's come from. So all of these different companies, whilst they have their own private little systems, the blockchain allows you to have that transparency. But now what's happening is you're seeing, you know, corn did it, you know, the substitute, the food substitute. So corn, you can actually scan that.
It's not a food substitute. It's a protein substitute.
And it's a kind of, well, for the people that don't want to eat that anyway.
I mean, you and I like our big red wines and our big steaks, but there are some people that, you know.
I eat less steak now than I used to, but I very much like a big steak and a big Malbec for sure. Yeah. The fact that you can now see multi-product ingredients, you know, you buy a jar of spaghetti bolognese, and it's got 12 ingredients and, you know, the turmeric and the spices and the, you know, well, where did the tomatoes come from? Did they come from Italy? Did they come from China? Well, we don't know.
Right.
Well, the technology is now being developed and it's not far off when you would actually know that within the jar itself, where each of those individual ingredients came from. So, yeah.
You could do it with a t-shirt.
You could absolutely do it with a t-shirt for sure.